Now, I'll get back to the second half of this broadcast. This is Mae Brussel, and I'm talking, in case you picked it up in the beginning, basically and almost entirely for the rest of the evening, an article in Mother Jones by Carolyn Weaver titled Unholy Alliance, The Strange Relationship Between Reverend Moon and His Unification Church and the Christian Right. And the reason she thinks it's an unholy alliance, of course, is what would the Christian Right, who believe in Jesus, including the Vatican and including the Knights of Malta, go along with Reverend Moon or his partner in this whole operation, Mr. Bo Hypock? And what do they have in common that they are pushing members of the Supreme Court who will be appointed when the other ones pass away? They're pushing the congressmen out of office who don't favor the war economy and the causa, the organization down in Central America with the death squads. What do they have in common with this man from South Korea? Well, the one thing the man from South Korea has is he has unlimited money. He brought into this country from Japan approximately $48 million just at Henry Kissinger's foundation. $48 million. That was in the Los Angeles Times back in 1981 that the Japanese were giving to Henry Kissinger. And there are millions and millions of dollars going to what you might think are the crazies. But remember that Mein Kampf was written with the stated goals of what Adolf Hitler wanted, and no one took it seriously. So you can't pass this man off as crazy because he has the largest far-right newspaper in the entire world, right in Washington, D.C. The president reads his paper every morning. The president of the United States is photographed with Reverend Moon and the Moon Organization. When Richard Nixon was in trouble at the time of Watergate, who came to his aid but Reverend Moon? He was identified as accusing people who didn't like Nixon as being communists or not patriotic and had rallies for crook Nixon. So he has a lot of power, and people are indebted to him. And at the time of the investigation of the Korea Gate scandal, that had to do with his bringing in money, again, Bo Hypock and Reverend Moon, to buy off our various members of Congress. And at the time, it was made to appear that the payoff was to buy rice from Korea and not from the farmers in California, that the congressmen from the House of Representatives and the Senate, and there was Carl Albert and even Mr. Tip O'Neill was part of the Korea Gate scandal. And they collect women to have prostitution with men and members of Congress and then to blackmail them, the old Hitler trick. And Lyndon Johnson used it and Richard Nixon used it to put people in politics that you own and control. And the horrendous thing is that this man, as I say, is funded from the CIA and from South Korea and works hand in hand with Taiwan and the son of Chiang Kai-shek, the original Kuomintang that were in narcotics traffic, to hold on to their right-wing tendencies and their fascism. The guns were paid for by the drug traffic. But in this country, he has this tremendous linkage to those people that can change the electoral process forever from now on. Now, in Mother Jones, he says, besides Satan liking the separation between religion and politics, he said, upon my command to the Europeans and others throughout the world, they would come and live in the United States. They would obey me. Then what would happen? We would embrace the religious world in one arm and the political world in the other. And with this great ideology, if you are not confident to do this, you had better die. So in one article, there's two references to dying. And what does this mean with Charles Willoughby, his name was Carl Weidenbach, working with these people up till the time he died around 1975, and with Otto Skorzeny and Mr. Franco in Spain and the Italian Nazi fascists, the Lissio Gelli, Waffen-SS, Gelli built the P2 line for them to go to South America. All these people have connected in 1984 and 1985. With the re-election of Reagan, all this subcurrent has been going on while he avoids press conferences and can't talk off the cuff and looks like he's inept and goes off to Bitburg, but he has this sweet face and you can't blame him for making a few errors, and all this latent fascism and teamwork is surfacing the amount of money that's being spent and their connections and the effect on the electoral process. Now, this article goes on. Mr. Bohai Pak, a part of the Moon Empire, is a generous supporter of conservative crusades. He contributed to Christian Right leader, this Tim LaHaye. And LaHaye once wrote to Moon, and this is a copy of a letter. He says, "Bohai, I am encouraged. The Secretary of Education, Mr. Bennett, and he's one hiring the born-again Christians for jobs. Don Reagan, he's the chief of staff of the White House, linked to the pizza heroin connections out of New York to Merrill Lynch. Ed Meese, the Attorney General. Pat Buchanan, he's the speechwriter for Reagan, who wanted him to go to Bitburg and who wants all former Nazis in this country not to be sought or prosecuted or deported. He says these people, in effect, are working with us. He cites them as his co-workers that makes his spirits good. These are good signs. He said, even the physical ailments of the three of our 76-year-old flaming liberal Supreme Court justices encourages Mr. LaHaye to Mr. Pak, wait, we've got them hanging on a limb. They're old and they're dying, and we'll get the justice stack. Since when does Mr. Bohai Pak become, he evidently is an American citizen, and Moon is too, and I think their citizenship should be questioned. They're Americans. They should be charged with treason, not because they want political justices, but because they are manipulating the separation of church and state and getting tax deductions as church people while they are specifically deciding who's on the courts and how to bind together church and state and how to kill the opponents. And I cited the example of the terrorism and the mafia, that the Camorra, that work with the far right wing in Italy. Those, the members of the fascist members of the parliament are those former members of the P2, the Masonic Lodge. And the mafia is used to wipe out and kill, cause chaos on the streets and kill primary witnesses when political assassinations take place and cover up what is going on. The Camorra in Italy and the mafia in the United States work with the top officials of the government and also are subverting the Constitution by funding these people, Moon and Park, and letting them state that they have to surpass Christianity because it failed. And you have to stop separating church and state, which was what Reagan and Meese are doing. And they're very open about judges and their beliefs on not only abortion, but the entire church and state. So he is elated, Mr. LaHaye, Reverend LaHaye, that the justices are old. And he's elated, he puts in his letter to Mr. Pak about his wife, Beverly LaHaye. Now, she's head of an organization for conservative causes. She organized what is called the CWA, Concerned Women for America. And he writes in a letter that's in Mother Jones, Beverly was invited to the White House. She was introduced to over 300 conservative leaders and was extended thunderous applause. She's going to be given unique opportunities in the future because of the growth of her organization. The conservatives want her appointed as a delegate with Marcella Meese, that otherwise known as Ursula Meese, for the Women's Conference in June in Africa. Now I have to look up the list. I have the list of people who went and see if Beverly LaHaye was on there. At that time, the name didn't mean anything, but she was in the White House being briefed and briefing these 300 conservatives that were going to go out and spread the word to change Congress to get the constituents to vote out the libs and put in the Christian Right. And the Christian Right is working with Moon and Pak, who say we are going to murder anybody who isn't part of the Christian Right. Now, I have cited the Christian organization that was formed in the 50s, the Campus Crusade by William Bright from Texas, and his links to the Kennedy assassination with Clint Murchison and John Connally, the governor of Texas at the time Kennedy was killed, and Leon Jaworski, the man who was supposed to investigate Korea Gate and didn't do it, and Gerald Ford, who became president when Crook Nixon was out, and he was on the Warren Commission. All of these people behind the covering up of the murder of John Kennedy, the actual covering up, if they weren't part of the murder, covering is also a crime. They have belonged for years to an organization that is raising $22 billion to turn the world Christian, and they had satellite conferences last week This also includes the well-known Clement Stone, who works along with his team, a very, very wealthy man in the insurance business. So not only does the group from the Campus Crusade and the team in Dallas and in Chicago that links to the assassination of Kennedy, or in John Connolly's case, he's part of Permindex. He connects to the Italian P2 assassination teams to kill heads of states, and he also connects to the Klan and the Nazis and the Aryan nations through the team that wanted the Dominica invasion. So that these people are closely linked with Reverend LaHaye and with Reverend Moon and Bo Hypock, who state that non-Christians will be murdered. And first they'll start with the Christians, which is what this group wants. And then Moon says, you Christians have failed. And among his associates are Donald Reagan of the Chief of Staff, Mr. Bennett, the Secretary of Education, Ed Meese, who should be guarding our liberties, who's part of the team. Your Attorney General now is part of the team, Pat Buchanan and many others. And this is the team working with Fritz Kramer and Daniel Graham of Star Wars with their paperclip scientists to scorch the world, to control the world. The paperclip Nazis wanted to do that. Reverend Moon wants to do it. And their common denominators are people like Charles Willoughby and Ryosha Sasakawa from World War II with their German, Italian, fascist connections that are active today. We're not talking about the past 40 years ago being dead. That's very active today. Now, Mrs. LaHaye wanted to go to Africa for the meeting, and he wrote in a letter that she wanted to go because she could not only become close, better acquainted with the Attorney General's wife, and I'm sure they'd have a lot in common, but she could also spy or learn what the radical left out of Moscow is planning for the women of the world in 1990s. So she goes to the White House and is briefed there and meets with over 300 conservatives and gets a thunderous applause, and then is ready to plan her attack against women in the world that the Soviet Union may have an idea would better their chances of survival and their family. Now, LaHaye wrote to Bo Hypock of the Moon Organization, I will be going to the Holy Land with Jerry Falwell and speaking for his 3-day conference on prophecy, the biblical prophecy being that Libya has to be wiped out. The Bible wants it and says it. And then within 10 years, Israel has to be wiped out, that this is their time for their great cultural achievements and biblical prophecies that allow them to survive, and then they, too, have to be killed. So LaHaye was going to the Holy Land with Falwell, and Jerry and George Bush, the vice president, travels with Pat Robinson, and Robinson and Falwell and this group are all very close and work together. Now, LaHaye wrote that in a letter that was reprinted in the magazine that he hoped that Pat Robertson wouldn't run for president, that Jerry Falwell would make a good president, and they were pushing for that. And then he wrote to Bo Hypock, I'm in your debt for your generous help to our work, and that his organization would be in Washington, and they would sit together at the first CBS shareholders meeting when Jesse Helms would finally take over the CBS News. Jesse Helms gave a dinner honoring Mr. Daubuisson, Roberto Daubuisson, responsible for murders, many murders in El Salvador, who worked with the death squads in El Salvador and with the Contras in Nicaragua and with the military in Guatemala and the military also in El Salvador. Now, Guatemala just had their first elected president about a month ago, so they're very fragile, but they've always been a military base put in power by the United States, and these people work hand in glove with the death squads that make sure they last. Now, Beverly LaHaye's role with her organization, CWA, is to stamp out any trace of feminism. I'm sure the women in the country should arise or be angry at the position of power that these people have, not only to be entertained in the White House, but to work with a person who wants to change the way we have a constitution, the separation of church and state, and to kill the opponents and have the expressed desire identical to Adolf Hitler's, identical to the Project Paperclip scientists. And here is Daniel Graham and Fritz Kramer close to Reverend Moon, whose stated goal is to kill opponents and rule the world. And our Pentagon, as well as our think tanks, go along with these people, attend their conferences, accept gifts from them. And while they state how they will subjugate the United States, bring people in here, take over the Congress, and take over the courts. Now, this article says there's a growing bond between Reverend Moon and many of the fundamentalists, and some of it is right in the open, like the Washington Times, the newspaper in Washington that Bohai Pak runs. They have no ads. They lose millions a year, but they have bought gratitude from every conservative organization. They push the Star Wars initiative. They push the military squads and the Dopassants. They interview a half-page article every issue with people like Michael Ledeen and Jean Kirkpatrick and John Singlaub. They have photographs etched in your memory with some story about their latest exploitation and links to Nazi death squads, the World Anti-Communist League. So on the open side, they have the newspaper in Washington with Arnaud de Borchgrave as the head of it. And then a lot of it, of course, as the article says, is covert. Now, with all of this covert business, what in the heck are we allowing them to state their goals of what they're going to do? Because the covert is an open-ended, no-end-of-money operation, and even our own government is bankrupt. Who can stop the steamrolling now, the pace with which these people are overt, how they connect, and what can you do about it? And this article says that the most of the church work is done through what they call the Unification Church, but CAUSA does other things and gives side by side. And they cited the New Right leader, Terry Dolan, who received $500,000 from Reverend Moon. Well, it costs $1 million now, the running price, to run for a Senate seat. And Moon can give them $500,000 or $750,000 through these organizations and fronts and then get the kind of legislature he wants going. He can write off his newspaper as a loss. He doesn't need the ads. And push these conservative writers and conservative liars and people who have told not true stories about the Korean airline, about the shooting of the Pope, about the shooting of Ronald Reagan. They don't write about the real John Hinckley, but it is a paper or a rag for propagandists. Now, CAUSA funds all kinds of news material. Many of you might have seen Reverend Moon's staging of a crash session for newspaper people around the world that he had in South Korea. And he paid $3,000 or $4,000 into each person and took a drove of American writers, 200 or 300. And they had food and slides and entertainment. And he has conferences for scientists. The one was on journalists. He has the clergy. He has academic groups and political leaders of all kinds of issues, as long as they are Christian right. And in Latin America, he's trying to take over Latin America. And Mother Jones wrote this, and at the time this was written, just before it went to press, they weren't aware of the links of Reverend Moon to Licio Gelli in South America that came out just a week or two ago, and their attempt, the expose of overthrowing Brazil and Argentina to put the original Nazi goon squads into office, the ones that were just charged with deaths, would all be acquitted and out of jail, and they wanted to have a coup in Argentina before the sentencing, or they'll do it any way they can. And he controls Uruguay, the newspapers, the banking conditions, and from Uruguay, and with a quick trip down to Dallas, Texas, Moon is wanting to put a tight dictatorship into those frail democracies in Brazil and Argentina, working with people from the Waffen-SS who know how to get rid of democracies and labor leaders and reporters and put in the fascist government. Now, this article continues. The money, he repeats, seems to be no object. Whoever writes about Moon, they'll say in two or three spaces or in one column, literally asking, where is the money coming from? But nobody as yet, except a few authors, and there's a good book out that came last year called Nazi Gold. A few good authors have linked these people and World Anti-Communist League to that tons of gold and diamonds that were salted away after World War II that have now increased in value. If they were worth $40 million then, they may be worth $80 or $90 million now. And they're transferring it through the Swiss banks, through banks in this country, but mostly the Swiss or Panama or the Cayman Islands. and that money is going for the operation of fascism. And there's no amount of liberals or peaceniks or the green people that are ever going to stop this steamroller unless they latch at the very highest level of Moon, Bohai Pak, Fritz Kramer. What are they doing? What is their accounting? If they're a tax-deductible church, they should account for every cent they have, and yet their money is all over the world, like the Bhagwan Rajneesh, who came to this country, who has 30 or 40 million in Germany, in Swiss banks, all over the world. And it's hard to tap the money because drug money brings more money, and nobody's giving up narcotics, and it's its own generating force that won't give up. Now, this article says between 1975 and 1984, this is from the time of Nixon's Watergate when he was eased out, up to the re-election of Ronald Reagan, Reverend Moon brought $800 million into the United States from Japan alone. As I say, he works with Ryosha Sasakawa, Japanese organized crime, Japanese criminals, Japanese fascists, and drug money, gambling money, extortion, prostitution. He brought in that they have a record of $800 million in the United States. Now, who else has that kind of money? Even the Rockefellers, who were supposed to be controlling the world, who are supposed to have so much money, have no hanky-panky like that. They have the Chase Manhattan Bank, and they have their Chevron Oil and Exxon. But even they have to have accountants to account for something, and Reverend Moon can bring in $800 million. And the worst part is that $600 million could be CIA money that goes to Japan through Richard Allen, the former National Security Advisor, who is a lobbyist for Japan. It can come from our country, from the banks that have collapsed, from the, in quotes, the loans that we gave that nobody had collateral for. The Bank of America can give a $40 million loan to Bolivia. They can't pay it back. The bank is out the money at this end. Bolivia doesn't have it there. They could transfer it to Japan, and Japan brings it in by Moon to subjugate us. That money comes in to buy newspapers, to take over the Congress, to put in money in 50 states for every elected official. At the time of Watergate, Senator Wright Patman wanted to investigate the money tree of where the money was coming in that was in Bernard Barker's pockets and Martinez's pockets and with H.L. Hunt and G. Gordon Liddy and James McCord. And Patman's banking team was closed up because he was on the right track of the money tree and was put in the hands of Leon Jaworski, a co-worker with Reverend Moon and Bohai Pak and the Warren Commission. It was put into his hands so that they wouldn't find the money tree. And when I wrote an article on Martha Mitchell being kidnapped and about the CIA and Watergate in 1972, I expressed the idea, how do you separate CIA money from money that goes overseas and then comes back in their pockets to wiretap every Democratic congressman and at the Democratic National Convention and fix them up with whores and break into their office and files and tap the telephone. All those people involved were from the CIA, and the money goes from Washington to South America and Central America and back to Miami and then into the pockets of the men at the hotel. So America is robbing itself. And America is wiretapping, and America sends money overseas. And in comes Reverend Moon with these links to Taiwan and South Korea and Japan, the crime syndicate, the drug dealers, and puts a hunk of $800 million into this country, unaccountable for what he is doing. The article concludes by saying the full story behind Moon's wealth, again, third time this Carolyn Weaver says, is unknown. A lot of it comes from religious icons in Japan. He literally has the free run of all Japan and all South Korea. Moon has a worldwide network of holdings that includes weapons companies, and I mentioned some of those last week, titanium firm, a string of newspapers in Uruguay, and in Cyprus and in Japan. He owns a hunk of those papers. Well, again, it was in Cyprus where the first confrontation came in the Mideast that caused and escalated this spiral of the three Israelis that were killed by two PLO and one man from London. Well, Moon has organizations in London and the CIA, and one of the men was not a Palestinian wanting vengeance against Israel. He was a British citizen from London who killed three Jews at Cyprus, And then the organized, in quotes, terrorists get even by hijacking a ship and killing Mr. Klinghoffer. Then Israeli Mossad gets angry and bombs over in Libya. And then allegedly the Libyans, with no proof, there are bombs in Rome and in Vienna. And then the president of the United States is ready for World War III on the basis of no facts, no proof, no gunmen, no incidences, and among other places that Moon owns the news media and investments like hotels and minerals and religious icons. He has hangout and a big hunk of Cyprus, which is the area that just escalated this last scene. Now, his contacts, he says that he wants to take over the United States by first taking over the FBI. This was a speech he gave in 1970, 15 years ago. Then the CIA, then the military forces, then the then the business community, and then the local police departments. And he says that these contacts are a means of entering into the political arena to influence foreign policy and ultimately of establishing absolute dominion over the American people. Now, if that can't be more clearly spelled out, I don't know what is. And stating that in 1970, how in the heck does he get into this country with the tentacles that he has, with the congressman he has, with the bribes and the money and the links to CAUSA and our policies in Central and South America or Middle East? Where does Moon fit into the American picture and Bohai Pak as an American citizen? If they come from another country, they should be deported. If they're Americans, they should be charged with treason, because they not only have the intent, they not only have the means, but they're proving that they're doing the acts, that they are working with death squads, that there are no trials by jury, that there are kidnappings and bombings of native populations. And Moon stated quite clearly the use of the United States electoral process by which he would gain control of the U.S. government. I have said for many years that this is a country that was invaded, taken over. It began with our marriage of Reinhard Gehlen, Hitler's chief of intelligence, into the United States. And since then, all the moves against the United States have gone on very quietly. And the latest, of course, I mentioned last week with Fritz Kramer being part of the Moon Organization with the International Security Council. Now, just finally, in 1 second, this Tim LaHaye had a conference just this last year at the hotel in Washington, D.C. for his group at the Shoreham Hotel. And people like Jack Kemp, a presidential candidate, was there. Jesse Helms, Paul Weyrich of the right, Newt Gingrich, Jerry Falwell, a possible presidential contender. And then his main speaker was Bohai Pak of South Korea, meeting with people like Jack Kemp, who are not only conservative — there's nothing wrong with being conservative — but they're entertaining these people and trading votes and getting votes so that the elected officials will be beholden to Moon and his unlimited millions. And Moon has spelled out exactly what he wants for this country. Well, this is a serious thing that's been going on for a long, long time, but this is the first time I've seen in print the plans for genocide in the United States and around the world. And with that happy thought, or unhappy thought, whichever way you see it, for some it's good and others it's bad, I will leave you. It's the top of the hour, and this is Mae Brussel, and I'll be back with you next week. It's KAZU FM in Pacific Grove, California.